checking out some of the stories that have come and gone that are pretty important and not to be forgotten, but in the scheme of things, with things going on for the last year and a half, that might have been missed along the way. Leave it to our good friend Michael Murray, who we know from Hillsdale College, where we first met him, became friends with him. Semper Fi, Michael.
Semper Fi, Paul. Good morning. How are you, sir?
I am doing well, and I am happy you're here to tell a story that I was not, it was not top of mind with everything going on these days. It happened almost a year ago, next month, August, it'll be a year ago, where we lost Ben Jones, a Hillsdale graduate and a head football coach at Cranbrook High School. From that sadness and terrible thing, something good has come about, and I want you to be able to tell your story from the beginning about Ben.
Well, Paul, thank you for giving me this opportunity. Ben Jones was a remarkable young man. He had just turned 30 years old a week or two before he was tragically killed on August 19th. Ben was originally from Muskegon. I first met him back in 2012. I was running career services at Hillsdale, and he was a college junior or sophomore, and he came in looking to help find where he wanted, what he wanted to do and kind of what he was going to do after college. And when he sat down, I said, tell me a little bit about yourself. He told me that he had attended Muskegon Catholic Central. I told him at that point, stop. I don't like Muskegon Catholic Central because in 1982, they beat Dearborn Divine Child in the state championship, and I went to Dearborn Divine Child.
Okay.
And here's where I first found out about Ben. He looked at me with a smile, and he nodded his head. He said, yes. He said, but don't feel so bad. It was 17-14, so you guys held it close. Now, he wasn't born in 1982, so the fact that he knew the score of the game impressed me. But what impressed me more was at the end of that conversation, we came up with a plan that he needed to execute to get a summer internship. And I said, okay, Ben, this is what you have to do. And I said that, and he stopped me, and he said, you mean this is what I get to do? And I was like, excuse me? And he said, well, it's kind of my approach. He's like, I don't have to do anything. I get to do something. Well, over the years, I found out that Ben coined that phrase when he was playing football, and he used that to inspire his teammates. And then he took it to Cranbrook when he was the head coach. He was there for he was a head coach. He was going into the second season. He led him into the state playoffs his first season as a 29-year-old. And that was his approach to life. So
the approach was you don't have to do this, but you get to do this. I like the idea.
Yeah, and his friends and his family, after his death, started the Get To Foundation. And the Get To Foundation continues Ben's legacy of inspiring others to consider obligations and obstacles as opportunities. And we do that by providing resources to communities and teams and individuals to encourage them to shift that perspective from have to get to. And we're providing grants to lower the barriers of entry to youth football in Pontiac, where it was close to Cranbrook, to Hillsdale, and to Muskegon, those small football teams, youth football teams, and also some scholarships to high school students from Muskegon Catholic Central, Hillsdale High School, and Cranbrook, who exemplify that get-to attitude.
The story of Ben Jones, a Hillsdale graduate, friend of our guest, Michael Murray, who was tragically killed on August 19th, 2020, by a drunk driver, and the Get To Foundation, established in Ben's memory, is underway. Remembering this, among many other things, head football coach at Cranbrook at the time of his death. But he left a lot of good friends behind in a lot of ways, and a lot of good work is being done. I think Michael probably paid even closer attention, Ben being a second-generation Hillsdale grad. And if you could give, the mission of the foundation, and then I know that you have a golf tournament, but I think that is sold out coming up very soon. But give us, again, just a good summary of the mission of the foundation.
The Get To Foundation continues Ben's legacy by inspiring others to consider obligations and obstacles as opportunities. We want to shift people's perspective from that you have to do something to you get to do something to help other people. And you're right, Paul, we have in our inaugural, our first big event next Monday at Plum Hollow Country Club, where Ben actually golfed. Ben was a financial advisor with the Schwartz Company right there at 15 and Losser, who I know is a friend of WJR. He belonged to Plum Hollow, and he loved to golf. He is a second-generation Hillsdale graduate, along with his sister Alyssa and his brother Nate, who just graduated last year. Their mother, Teresa, is a proud Hillsdale graduate over in Muskegon, and their father is a graduate of Albion College, where I went. So there's a lot of connections. Ben connected people like you wouldn't believe, Paul, much like yourself. He was one of those relentlessly positive people, and he was always connecting people. So we're going to honor him next week at Plum Hollow. The golf is sold out, and I've unfortunately, for planning purposes, the dinner now is actually is sold out. But people can virtually golf with us. If you go to the gettofoundation.org, you can sign up to virtual golf with us, and that will also give you access to our guest speaker, who is Luke Glendenning, the assistant captain of the Red Wings, who we all know and love, leading the Red Wings. And Luke was another friend of Ben's. His brother Joe played football at Hillsdale, and they became friends. And Luke's going to honor Ben with some inspiring words. So if you sign up for that virtual golf at get2foundation.org, you'll be able to watch Luke share and honor, honor Ben.
Get2foundation.org. When we first started talking to Michael about this, we still thought there were some seats left for dinner, but I'm happy to hear that that's been sold out now. So that you can raise the money you need to keep that foundation going and to really get it boosted. Get2foundation.org, and we appreciate you bringing this up and pointing it out, Michael Murray, because that's the kind of guy you are, and we appreciate you. Thank you so much. Anything else we need to know?
You know, Paul, other than just keep doing what you're doing, you and Ann and the entire team, you guys, you know, you help us kind of navigate these waters that we're in as a nation, and that positive message that you keep bringing to us. You know, I told Ben when he started working here, you need to listen to Paul W. Smith every morning because he's going to put things in perspective for you. So you just keep doing that, and I'm just very blessed for the friendship I had with Ben, that friendship remains strong and inspires me, and I'm blessed to listen to you every morning. So thank you very much, Paul.
Well, we're blessed to have you. Michael Murray, board member, Get To Foundation, executive director, gift and estate planning and legal counsel. We first met him there at Hillsdale College, where he still proudly is doing what he does, where he gets to do a lot of good things. Thank you, Michael.